Drive Time 91.3. Always on the cutting edge.
Drive Time 91.3 FM stereo. You joined with Yas and Kippy on Drive Time this afternoon, standing in for Shafiq Morton. Now, some 1,500 political prisoners in Palestine are held by Israel. Launched a mass hunger strike today to press for basic rights and shed light on the difficult humanitarian conditions inside Israeli prisons. The open-ended hunger strike, one of the largest in recent years, coincides with the Palestinian Prisoners' Day, annually commemorated on April 17th. Led by Jael Fattah leader Marwan Barghouti, the strike will see Palestinian prisoners from across the political spectrum participate from within six prisons inside Israel. Now, as we wait for the guest to join us on the line, we will just be talking a little bit about the situation itself. Now, we obviously know that some of the laws within the Israeli context, mandates that now under 14-year-olds can also be imprisoned. Joining us now is Charlotte Cates, the coordinator of the Samadun Palestinian Prisoner Solidarity Network, speaking to us from Brussels in Belgium. Welcome to the show, Charlotte.
Thank you very much.
Now, talking about the hunger strike itself, what is the objective of this hunger strike led by the 1,500 Palestinian political prisoners?
There are today over 1,500 Palestinian political prisoners launching a hunger strike in rejection of the harsh conditions of imprisonment and daily violations of their rights that they experience inside Israeli prisons. There are a series of demands that the hunger strikers have put forward, many of which were rights that were gained by the Palestinian prisoners in previous hunger strikes, and yet have been taken away and taken away through attack after attack and rights violation after rights violation. These demands include family visits and an end to the isolation and cutting of communication with Palestinian prisoners' families, appropriate medical care and health treatment for ill prisoners, many of whom are subject on a constant basis to a policy of medical negligence and neglect, an end to the policy of solitary confinement and isolation, which is a form of psychological torture that is even used against children in Israeli prisons, as well as an end to the policy of administrative detention, the imprisonment of Palestinians without charge and without trial. Today, there are nearly 600 Palestinians out of a total of 6,500 Palestinian prisoners who are held without charge or trial under administrative detention.
Now, that's absolutely striking. And now, talking about the reason why when they have previous hunger strikes, they are effective in the sense that they bring these rights to the front, but many times it's taken away from them almost immediately. Why is that the case? Why is it not consistently, there for them, that right?
Well, Palestinian prisoners are part of the struggle of the Palestinian people. So it's not accidental that they're in prison. They're in prison because they're struggling for freedom for the Palestinian people from occupation and apartheid and settler colonialism. And so the Israeli state is constantly imprisoning Palestinians in large numbers. A million Palestinians have gone through the prison system since 1948. And trying to make the conditions of prison as bad as possible in order to attempt to suppress Palestinian resistance and break the will of the Palestinian prisoners. I mean, the Palestinian prisoners movement is known as a central space for leadership of the entire Palestinian struggle for freedom. And so there's a constant attempt to break the will of the prisoners. And so this is why we say that every single day, Palestinian prisoners are fighting the occupation and fighting for freedom, even when it's as simple of a matter as fighting for the right to be able to have a visit with your mother or your daughter or your son.
Yeah, well, no, we know that the, I mean, that has been limited from, you know, I was speaking to Laith Abu Zaid from one of the organizations in Ramallah, and he was saying that that visitation has now been limited to one per month, and that's such a short visitation as well. Now, talking about the extent of the mistreatment of these Palestinian prisoners, I've noticed that there are very many judicial law within Israel that is inherently racist towards the Palestinians.
Absolutely. I mean, Palestinian political prisoners come from all aspects of Palestinian society. So you see Palestinian political prisoners from occupied Palestine 48 who hold Israeli citizenship but are subject to racist laws and criminalization that targets the Palestinian identity and political involvement of Palestinians with Israeli citizenship. You also see Palestinians from Gaza, from the West Bank, from Jerusalem, Palestinians arrested for violating one of over 1,000 military orders that are created at the whim of, you know, the so-called military commander over Judea and Samaria in the West Bank. Mm-hmm. So you see Palestinians imprisoned for holding demonstrations or for being a member of a political party or for being involved in student activism on their campus. I mean, every aspect of Palestinian life is constantly faced with forms of repression and control and colonialism. And this is why supporting the struggle of the prisoners is so important and so critical, because it's not just about these individual people inside Israeli jails.
Yeah.
The struggle of the prisoners is about all of the rights that they're fighting for. The right to see their families, but the right to live, the right to exist, and the right to be free.
Now, absolutely. Now, talking about, obviously, the right to be free, we notice that there are many, organizations working together in solidarity in order to actually, you know, create that move in order for the Palestinians to be free. Now, Charlotte Cates, you are from the Samadun Palestinian Prisoner Solidarity Network. Can you highlight some of the work that your network does?
Sure. Samadun is a grassroots activist network that works internationally to organize in communities and cities and campuses around the world to build solidarity with Palestinian political prisoners. So this means that we organize demonstrations, we lobby government officials, we engage in conferences and events, we work with student organizations and women's organizations and journalist groups to raise the voice and the demands of the Palestinian prisoners around the world and really internationalize this issue. Our focus is on popular campaigning and grassroots organizing to build solidarity with Palestinian prisoners, and also to build solidarity between the movement for the freedom of Palestinian political prisoners and international movements for justice and liberation against colonialism. So this means that we work hand in hand with Irish organizations mm-hmm. struggling for freedom for Irish political prisoners, or that we work with organizations in the United States working to free prisoners like Mumia Abu-Jamal,
yeah.
or working in France to free George Ibrahim Abdullah, to emphasize the unity of our international struggle against colonialism, against imperialism, and for the freedom of our political prisoners who are the leaders of all of those struggles.
Well, that's absolutely the case, because, I mean, that's what happened during the South African apartheid struggle. International bodies came together in order to sanction the South African government of the time. And I think that's really important. Also, one of the other points I want to make and ask just in conclusion, your thoughts on this. Many times these political prisoners, when we use the term political prisoner, we often think of these leaders of the groups, but oftentimes it's not these people. And I was talking to, Lathan, he was telling me that it's often 14-year-old young boys, and sometimes younger than that.
Absolutely. I mean, there are over 300 Palestinian children inside Israeli jails right now, and these child prisoners are subject to really constant under interrogation. It's almost universal that Palestinian child prisoners report that they were subject to torture and physical and psychological abuse. Mm-hmm. This is not even to mention the Palestinian children that are picked up for a day or two or interrogated and then released. We don't see them in the total number, but these are thousands of children going through psychological abuse and physical abuse at the hands of Israeli occupation forces. And I do want to emphasize the point that you made about sanctions, because one of the things that we're involved with is Sanadun, and think is one of the most important things that people can do around the world, is to build the boycott, divestment, and sanctions campaign against Israel, and to really make a point, and a material point, that funding and supporting this occupation that's imprisoning Palestinians, that's imprisoning the men and women and children and elders of Palestine, is not something that we want to be complicit in and is not something that we want to support. And building the BDS movement is one of the best ways that we can make that clear.
Absolutely. Charlotte Cates, the coordinator of the Samadun Palestinian Prisoner Solidarity Network, speaking to us from Brussels in Belgium. Charlotte, thank you, and all the best for your movement.
Thank you so much, and all the best to you.